welcome to the First and Ten podcast. That's a hot take. That's a scorching take.
Not afraid to be bold, though.
Thriving, surviving, and watching Rutgers football.
There's nothing to respect about Rutgers.
You know what? It's pain, but we look good while we do it, man.
Hello and welcome to the First and Ten podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Feltz, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're recording this on the afternoon of Friday, April 10th, 2020. Excited to have another special guest joining us today. But first, let me introduce my co-hosts. Joining us in New Jersey, it's Griffin Healy. Griffin, what's going on?
I am currently just chilling. The weather is a little crazy because it was snowing earlier and then it became sunny and now it's just a little gray outside. So we don't know what's coming next, but I am doing swell other than that.
You? Yeah, we went from 80 degrees and sun to a 40-degree hailstorm within the span of a day the other day, which is crazy, but you know, we're chilling. I agree. Joining us in Nashville, Reed Murray. Reed, what's up?
Yeah, just once again, happy to be back on the podcast recording some more episodes.
I agree. Glad to be back. And joining us also from Nashville, Tennessee, a special guest. He is a cornerback, 6'1", 180 pounds, out of Franklin, Tennessee, Battleground Academy, going to the Northwestern Wildcats. His name is Garnett Hollis. Garnett, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. We're glad to have you on. And just like last episode, we got another Nashvillian on joining Reed. We had Austin Henderson in Minnesota last time. But Reed, I'll let you take it away here. Once again, and talk about some local stuff with him, some high school football, and just get it started. Take it away.
Yeah. So this first question, this is something I asked our last commit that we had on, who's also from Nashville. You know, it seems like a lot of top prospects like yourself in the Tennessee area end up going to schools in the Southeast, especially University of Tennessee, Knoxville. And, you know, you had a wide variety of offers from around the country. What made you choose to play in the Big Ten?
I think growing up, I've always wanted to play in the Big Ten, with Ohio State being my dream school. And I think a lot of people that live in the South, they go to schools in SEC because that's where they're comfortable at and they're comfortable being, like, in the South. And I'm originally from Ohio, so – being in the North and playing in the Big Ten wasn't a problem for me. And I think, personally, the Big Ten is the best conference in the nation. So that's one of the – that's the main reason why I picked playing in the Big Ten.
I like to hear that. I like to hear someone else who believes Big Ten is the best.
I'm with you. And off of that, I kind of want to talk about – because you talked about, you know, Ohio State was kind of like your dream school, but – obviously, you're at Northwestern. So when the Buckeyes come on the schedule, is there going to be that extra motivation there?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like I'm going to get amped up a little bit more for that game just because I've always wanted to go there. And, you know, I've always wanted to play for that team. So now that I'm playing against it, it's just going to give me a little bit more extra motivation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, back to Nashville. BGA has been a program, you know, obviously the school you go to, they've had some success recently. And they've put, you know, they've put a bunch of players at D1 schools. So how do you feel that BGA has prepared you to play D1 football?
I feel like BGA has prepared me well. My former coach, my head coach, Coach Rock Batten, he prepared me very well and, you know, learning how to study the game and, you know, making sure I'm, you know, preparing myself for, you know, how to become a D1 player and not just a good high school player. He just told me a lot of things that, you know, I still use today. And playing at that school, we play against a lot of good competition. So it just has gotten me ready for what I'm going to face when I get to college.
All right. And, we know why you want to play in the Big Ten, like you just told us, but why Northwestern specifically? What stood out about them?
Okay, I think Northwestern is the best combination of academics and athletics. You know, Northwestern is like a top 10 school in the nation. And then they just recently went to the Big Ten Championship 2 years ago. So I feel like whether I, you know, go to the NFL or I get a job, you know, from coming to, from that school, I feel like I would be set up for, you know, the rest of my life either way.
Yeah, and you say that. You had a couple other offers from some similar schools, I would say, academically, and maybe not quite on the same level of success as a football program as Northwestern, like you said, playing in a Big Ten championship just two seasons ago. Schools like Duke, schools like Vanderbilt, your hometown school. Did you ever consider Vanderbilt, or were you always kind of having your eyes on the Big Ten and Northwestern?
It's funny because Vandy was the first school to offer me, like, the summer going into my sophomore. So I had been close with the Vandy coaches, and I had been up to their school a lot. So that was my number one school all the way up until the summer going into my senior year. So they had been my number one school, and, you know, all my friends were, you know, thinking I was going to Vandy, and then I took my official to Northwestern, and it just kind of changed everything.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about Northwestern? Like, that we've seen from them. What stuck out to you about your time in Evanston?
I think just the people and the atmosphere that I was around. Everybody seemed like they cared about, like, my decision, and they actually seemed like they wanted me to commit to their school. I mean, I already had a good connection with some of the coaches, but, you know, all of the coaching staff made sure that I got to meet them, and then the players made sure I felt like I was welcome and that I was at home. So I just kind of got a homey feeling when I went up there.
That's good to hear. It's good to hear.
Yeah. Another question about Northwestern. Obviously, head coach Pat Fitzgerald, school legend, played defense. And Northwestern seems to have been more of a defense-focused team in the past few years. Do you think that had an impact on your decision to go there, or is that a part of what made Northwestern more appealing to you?
Yeah, I mean, I like that it's a defensive school, but even if it were an offensive school, it would still be one of my top picks just because of, you can't go wrong with committing to that school. But Coach Fitz being a defensive player, you know, it kind of gave me more of a safe edge. Know that I'm going to make sure I, you know, make sure that me being on defense, I would get the best coaching and, you know, the best skills to make me be able to, you know, get in the draft maybe, or, you know, just have a nice and college career.
Yeah, and obviously this previous season, 2019, was not one a lot of people expected or were happy with at Northwestern. But what have you heard from the coaches and from other players that should make Wildcat fans expect a better 2020 season, assuming we play football this year?
Yeah, I just think you can't give up on, you know, a team or a school just because they have a bad year. You know, the coaches, they're just trying to make sure us players know that the year of 20 same as it was last year. And, you know, it's upon us to, you know, do what we need to do to get back how we were 2 years ago and get back to the Big Ten Championship.
Sure. And one of the bigger offseason news headlines for the Wildcats this year was the news of grad transfer Peyton Ramsey out of IU transferring to Northwestern to be the starting quarterback next year. Have you heard anything from Peyton, or have you talked to him? What does the coaching staff think of Peyton Ramsey?
It's funny because I was just up there in like early March. I was up there as well. And everybody was talking about him. And I was like, who is Peyton Ramsey? And they was like, oh, that's the quarterback from Indiana, number 12. And I was like, oh, yeah, now I know who you're talking about. Like, he's actually pretty good. And I think he can help us a lot And I'm glad, you know, he committed to our school. And the coaches, they were really on him about coming to the school, and the players were as well. So I'm glad he, you know, chose Northwestern.
Yeah, yeah. And Peyton, he was a great quarterback for the Hoosiers. Last season, of course, he filled in after Michael Penix was out for the rest of the season, helped win the Old Oaken Bucket, and couldn't quite get it done in the Gator Bowl against Tennessee, but they came close. And I'm sure he will be a great, great quarterback at Northwestern, too. I wish him all the best as a Hoosier fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so throwing it back to your time playing high school ball in Nashville, I've noticed just from watching some of your game highlights that you made an impact on both sides of the ball as a defensive back and a wide receiver. So do you think being a receiver in high school, does that improve the way you play the game as a defensive back or the way you read plays or things like that? Or talk to me about that.
For sure. I like playing wide receiver, I kind of know where the route is going to end up, or I kind of know once the receiver gets to a certain distance, he can only run a certain amount of routes. So that helped me on the defense side when I'm guarding a receiver or covering the receiver. Once he gets past, you know, 10 yards, he can only run a couple of routes. Or say he's lined up super far inside the numbers, I know he's going out. So that playing receiver kind of helped me because, you know, I kind of caught up on, you know, where the receiver lines up and alignment and then yardage situations. So that definitely helped me.
Yeah, and obviously you're going Northwestern to play defensive back, but do you prefer or enjoy one position more? Or do you like them equally?
Growing up, I was always a offensive player. You know, I like scoring touchdowns. I like having the ball in my hands. But once I got to high school, I didn't play that much my freshman year on offense because we had two studs at wide receiver that were older than me. So I got put at corner, and I just started loving it. I started liking, you know, being by myself on my own island, and I started liking, you know, locking people up. So I just kind of started liking defense just a little bit more. And, you know, once the offer started coming in for defense, that's where I knew that would be the place for me on the defense side of the ball.
Is there any cornerback or defensive back in particular that you model your game after?
I would say Patrick Peterson. And I like Marshawn Lattimore a lot. Those two guys I kind of watch a lot just to see like their technique and, you know, how they how fluent they are in their hip movements. You know, I watch Jalen Ramsey a lot and see like how aggressive he is on the line. So yeah, I watch a lot of, you know, different corners, but you know, there's a few that I try to model my game after.
Sure. Yeah, Griffin, you got anything?
So I know you said that like you were driven to Northwestern because of it was the mix of both academics and that the athletic program was good. What was one thing that you enjoyed about your time in Evanston, like outside? Did the whole town actually like draw you there too?
Didn't I already ask this?
Did you?
I think I already asked that question, Griffin.
I'm not 100% sure. I thought you – no, I'm being genuinely serious. I thought you asked more about, like, the sun.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead. Whatever you have to say. My bad.
You good. Evanston is a pretty cool town, and, you know, the campus is really pretty. And our facility is, like, right off Lake Michigan. So, I mean, Evanston is also – 15 minutes away from Chicago. So, like, downtown Chicago. So, Evanston being so close to a major city like that kind of played an influence because I like big cities like that. I like New York. I like, let's see, Detroit. I like those type of cities. So, I was kind of fond of, you know, Evanston being so close to Chicago, because I know, like, on the weekends or stuff when, you know, when we don't have a game or on Sundays where I want to go out and do something, when I have free time, I know I could, you know, be in a safe town with Evanston, or I could, you know, go to Chicago and, you know, have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, and you know the tagline, Chicago. They associate with Northwestern, so there's that. And also, speaking of Chicago, this next season, the Wildcats will head to Wrigley Field on the north side, home of the Cubs, to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. Are you looking forward to that game at Wrigley?
It's funny because when I went on my official, we went to Wrigley Field, and we talked about how every other year we play a game there. And I think it's going to be exciting playing Wisconsin since they had the Big Ten West title. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a good matchup. And I think it's going to be fun playing in a baseball stadium for the first time, which I haven't done in a long time. So,
yeah, it's a very unique experience. Not a lot of people can say they played a football game at the home of the Cubs, the iconic Wrigley Field.
Yeah, and
speaking of schedule, okay, go ahead, Reid, my bad.
I got a feeling we're about to ask the same question here, but yeah, so obviously the Wrigley Field game is one to look forward to, but which other games would you say are the games you're looking forward to the most on your schedule this season?
I was going to say that too.
I think I'm looking forward to all of them, but just because, you know, I'm a freshman and it's going to be my first college like season, but I think playing Penn State is going to be a big one. Playing at Michigan State, the first game of the season, is going to be super exciting. Also playing against who else? I think playing against Wisconsin and the Wrigley Field is just going to be another exciting game that I'm going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And pregame, what would you say is your pregame ritual? Or do you have one at all?
My pregame ritual, to be honest, is, you know, I text my dad a couple times before, you know, I get in the zone. I text him, just tell him how I think the game is going to go. And, you know, he gave me a little words of advice and tell me to, you know, play lockdown D and be the best player I can. So that's part of it. And then me just having my AirPods in and just getting in the zone, you know, staying to myself a little bit and just making sure I'm focused on what I need to do. I'm listening to music. So it's a couple things that I have.
What song pumps you up the most before game?
I don't know if it's just one song, but I think the one song that I play every game is probably Never Recover by Drake, Lil Baby, and Gunna.
Ah, okay.
All right.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a
– So,
Okay, cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we might be asking something similar. So I've got kind of a hypothetical question. If you could schedule a game against any team in the country, so Northwestern can play any team anywhere on the planet, who would it be, where, and why?
I think it would probably be Ohio State in a horseshoe, just because, you know, that has always been my dream school, and I've always dreamed of playing in that stadium. So that would be the one team that I would play at their stadium. And I feel like, you know, 2 years, we could have beat them, but we came up short. So I feel like our revenge would be sweet enough for us to get a win.
Yeah, and you got that personal revenge factor too. So that's a good pick. And you'll get them on the schedule in a couple of years. So hopefully you can, you know, maybe get that big win, because that'd be a program-defining win, of course, for Northwestern. Uh-huh. Can I read anything from you guys?
Yeah, and yeah, so
No, you go first. Go first.
All right, I was gonna ask, obviously we're in sort of a bizarre scenario with the coronavirus going around.
So I was just wondering, what have you been doing to keep yourself in good shape, training at home? What exactly have you been doing during this time?
It's funny because I was just about to work out before you texted me and told me the link. So, I kind of have the same I kind of have the same routine every day. I wake up, lay in my bed for a little minute, eat, and then I work out like inside my house. I work out with my set of weights, and Northwestern has a spreadsheet for us for at home workouts, so I do those, and then I go outside, and I train, like I train in front of my house with like my band activation type stuff, and then I go in the backyard, and then I do a lot of ladder stuff. I do a lot of mainly my football stuff, my football and my footwork. That's the main stuff that I do in the backyard, and then on Sundays are my condition days. So I'll run around the neighborhood, run a couple miles, and jump rope for like 5 minutes. So that's like my basic routine that I have every other day. And then Saturdays are my days off, but Sunday through Friday is my work days.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Griffin, what were you gonna ask?
All right. So this is like more of a side question, and hopefully Pat didn't ask this one, but what are you planning on making at Northwestern?
Oh no, he didn't ask
Good question. I didn't ask it
it.
now. Sorry about that
Yeah.
earlier.
I'm a major in business finance.
Ooh.
So
Ah, cool. Of course, it's a great school for about anything, I think. You really can't go wrong with a major at a school that's, top 10 and pick anything and they're good at it, right?
I see that.
Yeah, it's a great place. So here's
Yeah.
another question I've got. Northwestern, most years, this year it didn't happen, but a lot of years in the past, they usually go to a bowl game and more often than not, a pretty decent bowl game. So if you could pick any bowl game to get to play in, what would you pick and why? Besides the playoff, because that's like the obvious pick, but besides the playoff, what would you pick?
I would probably pick the Rose Bowl, just because it's in Pasadena, and that's a very pretty place. And that bowl has had a lot of iconic teams, and some of the best historic games. So I would probably pick that bowl just because it's a great place to play in, and the history behind it.
Has Coach Fitz ever talked about his Rose Bowl experience back in the 90s?
Not while I've been around him, no. I don't know if he has like with the team, but not around me, no.
I watched a documentary about that team that made it to the Rose Bowl. I think it was 1995, I believe was the year. I saw it on the Big Ten Network a couple of years ago. It's a good one. They were a really good team, and he was the captain of that defense, number 51, of course. So, if you want to get up on your Northwestern Wildcat football history, I'd recommend it.
I might do that for sure.
Yeah. All right. Griffin, Reed, anything from you guys?
I have nothing.
Yeah, that's all I got. All right, Garnet, anything else before we go?
No, I'm good.
All right. Thanks for coming on. You have anything to plug? You want to plug your Instagram or your Twitter?
My Instagram, Garnet313.
Yeah, Garnet313 on Instagram. You can follow him there. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. Come back anytime.
All right. Thank you.
See ya.